Hey y'all, Carmen Norris here. I have such exciting news. I am bringing you a brand new podcast. Now don't worry, Bad Alibi will be back early 2024 like it is every year, but I wanted to bring you a new podcast called Good Morning Murderer. It has mystery, it has a few paranormal friends, and it is just super funny, weird, wacky, all of the things. So please give it a listen. This is episode 2. If you go back one, you can listen to the first episode, or wherever you're listening to Bad Alibi right now, go check out Good Morning Murderer. Enjoy. Someone has a dark secret. What is it? Whose is it? You'll find out soon enough. But until then, good morning, Wilkerson High. Good morning, murderer. Good morning, Wilkerson. Have any of you received an email with recordings of you eating breakfast each morning from your great-grandparents? I've gotten 3, and it's the sweetest thing. My great-grandparents aren't alive anymore, but I'm sure them sending me these videos are nothing to worry about. Like the old saying goes, nothing like a homemade video from your deceased great-grandma to make you feel that love again. Well, enough about the things that make me happy. I have an official message to Wilkerson High Criminal Enterprises. This is the final warning to any student selling COVID face masks. You risk suspension and removal from school activities if you continue selling masks with the test answers hidden inside where the filters should be. And I mean, come on, you don't even wear them any other time. Are you only worried about germs during a pop quiz? Think about it. And while you do, we'll move on to a sports update. Did you check out our archery team yesterday? They had the crowd going wild, not because any of them hit their targets, but because every time they let go of those arrows, birds kept on randomly free-falling from the sky. It was certainly a sight to see. For the crowd more so than the birds, but it's like they say, birds of a feather flock together. I'm not completely sure how that applies here, so moving on to today's hot topic. Now, y'all know I don't like to gossip, but I heard Mr. Yang and Miss Wells arrived to campus together in Miss Wells' car 3 days last week. And I don't for a second believe Mr. James' car randomly wasn't working for at least 2 of those. I think teacher love is in the air, and it smells like, please don't give me a bad grade, mixed with, I'm just the messenger. While 2 of my favorite teachers I would never, ever gossip about think on that, let's all think about our next announcement. Our thought for the day. It's okay to not be good at something. It's okay to not be good at anything. It's okay to not be good. In unrelated news, join the Dark Side Club that meets after school during a time and place only anonymous members in the club know about. They can't wait for you to join them. No, seriously, they can't. They've got terrifying things to do, and they aren't going to wait while you take 20 minutes to put your books in your locker. And if you have any more questions about our dark clubs, check the school bulletin board located in the hall where there are strange amounts of flies and blood running down the walls. Now, it's time for Ask Brielle, the segment where I read and answer your anonymous questions. Today's question comes from My Favorite Part. Well, y'all do know how to get creative with these names. Okay, here goes. Brielle, sometimes I feel so different from my classmates. I can be in my usual friend group, an active participant in a conversation, or just part of whatever they're doing, and I still feel so far removed. it's no one's fault, really. I'm just different. I look at them differently. I look at each individual body part and secretly wish that I could just have one of those parts of them to spend time with instead. Not romantically, of course. That'd just be creepy. Do you think there's anyone else like me? Signed, my favorite part. Oh, wow. I have to say, I love the honesty you all put into these letters. I think we can all think of times where we felt vulnerable, even with our closest friends. Because some part of us is just different and we see things differently. Sometimes we don't connect with the whole person, just parts of them. Okay, here was what I wrote back. Hi, my favorite part. I'm glad you didn't romantically mean that, or else that really would be creepy. There's nothing wrong with only connecting with certain parts of a person. Maybe you need friends whose personalities and conversation you like more than their limbs. Oh, and don't forget, we do have counselors available you can speak to about feeling alone. As far as there being other people like you, maybe we can put together a club for like-minded people here at school. But no, you want to remain anonymous. I know. Go online to find people that just like their friends' body parts. I think that's the safe way to go. Okay, friends, that was the letter I'd already responded with, and I was going to read just that on air, but before we came on for the morning announcements today, I received another reply from my favorite part, and here is what they had to say. Thank you so much, Brielle. Your advice really helped me. I actually ended up going online onto the dark web, no less, and found a lot of people that have a fascination with certain body parts for one reason or another. I met this guy online who goes by Your Limbs for Dinner 42. That's his screen name anyway. And he says he's always had a fascination with just left legs, and he has a collection. That guy is so cool. He said I can come over to his house this weekend and check it out. It sounds like it's going to be a really great time for me, especially because he said that I should wear shorts. So I guess we're probably going to go and do something on the lake too, since it's pretty cold out? I don't know, but I can't thank you enough for sending me on the path to introduce me to what I'm sure will be a really great friend that shares my interests. My favorite part, I am so happy that you found somebody that has this very special thing in common with you. I can't wait to hear all about your trip to the lake. Well, that's all we have for morning announcements today, Wilkerson High. We have some rather interesting people with us this school year. How do you feel about them? Are you scared? Happy? Will you join them? Are you already one of them? Guess we'll find out more next week. So have a great day, Wilkerson High. Oh, and good morning, murderer.